When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Well, hello again, everybody. It's a brand new week, or it's 5 minutes later from the show you heard last week. Yeah. And once again, Giancarlo has miraculously teleported himself to the studio. Yeah,
he's here. He's been waiting for
He'll
the show
be here
to start.
All month, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because,
yeah, I think so.
Because we do...
Four shows in a day.
Yeah. So
I don't usually like to tell people that, but you seem to really love telling people that. It's not really magical.
It's actually very efficient as
well.
Well,
why do you think, well, when they wonder why we're not at all topical and we bring up things like, you know, the United beatings a month after they happened.
No, it wasn't that long.
And she's wearing the same clothes in every social post.
I know, dude. People wonder if you don't have any clothes.
Okay. But do you have something
for
this week?
You wear your Pink Floyd thing all the time, and they don't know that you're just wearing it one day.
No. Do you have something?
I've had a profound realization.
Okay.
And I told Giancarlo, and he likes it. And it's going to be a meme. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Life is like a boxing round with no bell.
How about that?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know.
It's real good.
Yeah. And there's no bell, Janice. And you sit there and you wait for the bell. And you know what? It doesn't ring.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And that's the thing. I think.
It can ring.
No, no, it doesn't ring. No. And once you go, oh my God. The bell's never going to ring.
John Carl rings his bells often.
Different.
Oh, different bells.
Kind of bells. Different set of bells.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And although that does lead me to my next point, is that, you know, I think I've spent such a long time waiting for the bell to ring. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just getting hammered. When is the bell going to ring, right? Okay. When do I get on solid ground? When can I just hit that moment of coasting? when, and we, I don't know if everyone does it. I know I do it, where you're like, when is it all going to just be okay for 5 minutes? When are there going to be, are we going to be problem free? When can I just like, like, I don't even need to be winning. I just need to not be losing.
But you love chaos.
No, I hate it. No, I don't. I hate it. And I have found that I keep waiting for this break, right? Where I'm like, once I get to here, I can be happy. Once I get to there, I can be happy. And my shrink kept saying to me, like, you know, you can't push the river. You can't push the river. You know, you got to enjoy these little moments. And I was like, stop with the cliches. And now I finally
enjoy these little moments.
Right. And that it's like Giancarlo ringing his bells, because the bell is not going to ring. But if he gets, how long, a minute of two
minutes, easily
two minutes of happiness in his day, ringing his own bells.
Okay.
Then be right? A bell ringer.
Right.
Okay, I'm not really sure where you're going with this.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, if you're waiting to be happy because you're waiting for life to give you a break, it doesn't. And you got to know, I think that once you know it's not going to stop, that life is the boxing match with no bell, right? That the punches are going to keep coming, potentially with no upside, with no victories in between, no wins. Once you get there, I think that you get to a place where you're like, all right, you know, it was the hug I got from my kid before I dropped her off at school today. It was the laugh that I just shared with my coworker. It was the sandwich I just had that tasted amazing. It was the fact that I just ran this. It does have to become, and I've heard this a million times, but it's really weird when it finally clicks about the little moments. Mm-hmm. Of respite. And I think that that is what happiness is. It's, remember that movie, The Hours?
Yes.
And
disturbing, actually.
Well, I remember my mom loving the hell out of that movie. And she's like, it's, you know, happy, there is no such thing. And, you know, happiness is about these moments, these brief and fleeting moments. And I was like, all right, mom, whatever. But it is. Mm-hmm. And I think once I stopped waiting to get to dry, you know, solid, to get to land, because I had felt like, God, we're just drowning out here. And it's like storm after storm after storm after storm, and I'm just trying to swim to shore. And G was like, my God, I feel like I'm in quicksand. Mm. And, you know, we both felt the same way. And, you know, we're like, if we could just get to solid land and just recover, you know, just like, oh my God, rest, recover, and have a moment where you're not getting pummeled. And it does not stop. It doesn't. It will always be something. And I think that once you get to a place of going, that is life. Life will always be something. And I remember going, just recently, I was like, well, you know, the kid in Haiti doesn't get the bell. The bell does not ring for that kid. The struggles of everyday life don't stop. What makes me think the bell is going to ring for me? How dare I think that that's possible? Life is a boxing match with no bell. And when you go to a place like Haiti, those people are happier.
I get you.
You know?
I do.
Well, okay, so Janice, we're going to take turns now talking about how we find moments of happiness in our day. So you go first. What was your... Because you were a miserable sod, just like me.
Yeah, I have been a little miserable as of late.
Okay, so?
I don't know. Oh, geez. The moments?
I'm trying to help you. See? I'm helping you here. Find your joy.
Why is this all aimed at me?
It's not.
You just happen to be first.
Oh, right. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Freaking narcissist.
Sleep. Oh. When I can have a sleep and wake up and without an alarm. Oh. That's the most beautiful moment of the day for me. Mm-hmm. When I can just go, oh my God, I'm awake, and and I didn't have to be forced awake.
No, like I do that. Love that. Did you have that today?
No.
No.
What kind of alarm are you using?
No, just I use my iPhone.
I'm going to change your life.
I'm using a 5-year-old.
In the next segment, I'll show you. Seconds.
Okay.
Okay, but that's okay. So no.
It's tough. I don't really get those moments until the weekend.
Oh.
I'm kind of pretty.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. No, it is, and I'm very. It's been a tough. It's been a tough.
But you got to make those little moments. That's what I'm saying. And it could be like a laugh, or it could be a guest you had on your show. It could be a snuggle you had with Millie.
Yeah.
It could be a glance you had at your aloof postie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to give me one from today. Come on, old girl.
From today?
Yeah, go.
I was really happy to see you. I was happy because I knew that you had just come through a very long, hard fight, and it was really cool to see you
happy for the first time.
Yeah. No, but
don't get used to it.
I have no illusions of grandeur.
Okay.
But it was cool. It was cool to see you feel accomplished, because you haven't for a while.
That's exactly the word. It's accomplished.
Accomplished.
You have no idea when you set out and make a decision to do what we did.
Mm-hmm.
It is like being in the middle of a field with arrows being shot at you, and you have no cover.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is,
there's nothing concrete to grab onto.
Because
I'm sure.
not only do you have to relive,
yes,
you know, 5-6 years, but you have to really dig back into that time and get into the mindset and try to remember, oh my God, there was that conversation that triggered that email that did this, because that is ultimately when you're building and trying to have strangers understand how you've been wronged. It is so exhausting while trying to stay afloat with everything else.
Yeah. And as I said, it costs a fortune.
Forget the cost is beyond, but we learned a huge lesson that we had not yet experienced, which was justice was served.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Which is rare, right? In that moment, the bell did ring. There was but up until it did, right?
Yeah.
When we were waiting for this decision, and the decision, it took the judge a long time, longer than the allotted period, because they were like, "Look, this is a big decision.
Yeah.
It's complicated." And before he ruled, and I we both had so many people rule, against us, unfairly, whatever, and that's when I had this moment of like, you know what, the bell may never ring. It could just be another, uppercut to the jaw. And all right. But you know what? Today, my son made me laugh. Today, my daughter gave me a great hug. Today, and I have not, my shrink was like, you're just going to have to, you can't push the river, right? You can't force this decision. You can't make the decision go your way. There's nothing you can do. You're struggling with issues of your own helplessness. And, just find happiness in your, and I was like, ugh, stop. But until I truly got that the bell would never, I kept waiting for the good things to happen to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this moment happen though before he made that decision, and I was like, I am going to enjoy, like Lou and I went on a horseback ride last week before the decision, and we were out and it was kind of cloudy and it's spring, so everything's in bloom, and she was riding her own little horse, and it was just, the two of us out there, and I thought, oh my God, this is awesome. This is everything, I looked at it and I was like, this is my little tiny baby that we brought home from Haiti, which was no small feat for any of us, especially Giancarlo, who was instrumental in getting her home. Here she is, a 7-year-old on her own horse, on this trail in this beautiful place. And like, I had a moment, right, of accomplishment, actually.
Absolutely.
And, and I think that's like, if you're waiting for the bell to ring, it does not. Life is an endless boxing match. And you can't control other people. And bad things are going to happen to good people.
Yeah.
And bad people are going to happen to you. And, it's like, don't wait for the break. Because you're not going to get one. Don't wait for the break to be like, and then I can be happy. And then I can calm down. And then I can start dating. And then I can go back to school.
Yeah,
and
there is no and then.
No.
I would say that's, for me, the last 3 years have really, Jill and I were talking at dinner last night. And you kind of come full circle and you come to realize the less you try to control.
Yeah.
And the more you just set your intention. Everyone knows that, right? You set your intention and you surrender it to the world. Sometimes you come out on the other side with just that little bit of, wow, it happened. And that is enough to get you through the next journey across the Himalaya. Right?
For sure.
And you get lost and the wind hits you and you're freezing and all that kind of stuff. But you just hold on to that string and say, you know what? Well, it happened one day for me. So maybe it'll happen again. And that's it. I mean, for me, through that whole period, all I did was, sleep has never been an issue for me. But it started becoming an issue for me.
Right.
Because my mind wouldn't shut off.
Yeah.
So I had friends saying, you should meditate, you should do this. And you know what I do? I switch my alarm in the morning.
Oh, news.
Okay, which I'm going to show you.
Oh.
It's going to be so relaxing.
Oh.
Because you come out of a sleep and you're gently waking up, as opposed to like,
landing.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, news.
And then I immediately go into a 15 to 20 minute meditation.
Mm.
that I'll use either Deepak or someone else, and I'll just listen to it, and it'll let me fall asleep for another 10, 15 minutes, and because I can never remember the mantra or how to say it. But it just sets your tone where you're
this
just
is
like...
life without kids, by the way.
Because that is the only way to do what we do. Now, there are a lot of people that are tougher than me that can figure it out. But, you know, I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to get upset. I'm looking at that painting right now and I'm like, have you guys even ever talked about the fact that girl's
horrible.
Getting it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's a horrible painting.
But like, I look at stuff and that's the kind of stuff that my mind goes to make me laugh.
Yeah, I know. It is a weird ass painting. There is a horrible painting.
You should post that, Nick.
In here. Yeah, Nicole, we should shoot that. That horrible,
but you know what I'm saying, Janice?
That horrible painting.
I do.
It makes
But that
sense.
Doesn't, when you're in my, you know, I'm going to be 42 this year. You start realizing that the softer, the lesser aggressive, I tried to do the right thing. It just didn't work out. Approach sometimes is better for your own sanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do.
Jake, what's your happy moment today?
It was pretty LA. I got to drink my home squeezed or home juiced kombucha mix.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
I made juiced kombucha.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a good
How long did it take you to make?
It took me an hour to juice like all the ingredients, but I made two bottles this size, so about like a gallon or so.
Accomplishment, Nicole. Oh, you don't have a mic.
Well, it may not be for you guys when you're listening to this, but my happy moment today was that it was Friday. And that's about it.
Fair enough. Simple.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Friday.
It is Friday. Nice. Well, for us.
Also, Mendocino Farms. I love that sandwich.
Mendocino Farms.
It's one of my favorite things.
Not a pay dad.
My happy moment is
I didn't need to see that.
When I committed to a quest to locate Janice's postie.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a mission, and I will complete it. I will find you. I will find you. And I will bring you to me here. Know this.
You will bring her to you here.
Yes, I will.
Wow, that doesn't
sound
odd.
I'm rich. I just made $6 million.
Oh, you know, bite me.
Easiest choice you can make. Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change.
that's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I thought this was interesting. Have you ever been to yoga? And do you feel like they're speaking a different language?
Sometimes.
That's because they are.
Yeah, sometimes.
Aren't they speaking Hindi or Indian or
it's
something?
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. Yeah.
Sanskrit.
Oh, sorry.
Sanspit.
I think that's the next to Tahoma and Helvetica.
Okay. So seriously, though, do you ever walk in there and you're like, oh, for God's sake, and it's really annoying?
Helvetica.
Oh, yes. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you what you think these words mean.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, 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 yes.
Asana.
Asana is a pose.
It is a pose.
Yeah.
No cheating, G. G's trying to cheat. Okay. No, Nicole, no. Prana.
Prana's a...
Not a piranha.
Prana is a bent neck.
Okay, Jake?
I have no idea about any of this.
Prana is like a premium lifestyle clothing company?
No.
That's Prada.
Oh. I thought you said Prada.
It's the life force that flows through your body.
That's what I said.
No, you said a bent neck.
Which is the life force that flows through your body.
A fish could be a life force that flows through your body.
Okay, next one.
I gotta get my hearing
okay,
checked.
So are you sure you've heard this one, right? Pranayama. Hmm?
No. The life force that flows through your body.
Mm-hmm.
With the, I don't know.
Okay, no one?
Yeah, it's the regulation of breathing, I think.
You Googled that shit!
Who does it?
Googling
what are you doing?
It.
It's not like you're pulling
I'm
this out of the top
I'm doing a quiz!
Well, in school now, everyone uses their phones.
That means the breath that controls the prana creates and directs energy and builds heat in the body.
Well, what's the prana?
The prana is the life force.
With the bent neck.
The pranayama is the energy. The breath? I don't know. Hang on. What? Okay. How about
how
this
is,
one?
How is this going to help my life?
Because when you go to yoga, then you know what they're talking about.
They sure
Ukatasana.
Me.
I know this pose.
This pose?
No, they say it all the time.
The ball crusher.
Oh, the ball crusher?
Yeah, because of course, like, look at what's going on.
Does it really hurt? Oh,
come on.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand how boys sit on bikes.
No, and are they
okay, I don't
talk?
Understand how this is helping our lives.
No. Okay. What do you mean? This is snappy.
Okay.
Right?
Well, could you speed
this
it up
exactly
a little bit?
This is exactly what you want. Come on. You've not wanted this for real.
Okay.
Like, when you're in yoga and they say things like ujjayi. You really don't
ujjayi
wonder
breath.
What the hell
ujjayi
they're talking
is,
about.
Is breath.
That's kind of breath
and
you have.
No, it's not, Janice.
It's well, you put your tongue in the top of your mouth.
No, you're wrong. Actually, it's a technique, a breathing technique that's meant to calm your mind. You do it with your mouth closed. You breathe in through your nose. Yeah.
So I don't have to smell your stank breath.
Yeah.
And listen, now you know how to do it. You breathe in, because they'll say ujjayi breath, and I'm always like, what are they talking about? I'm here to tell you. Okay. You do it with your mouth closed. You draw air in through your nostrils. Then you exhale through the nose with your mouth closed while contracting the back of your throat. And it's supposed to make an ocean sound.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
That's what it says.
Do
my
it.
Yoga teacher does that.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Pretty good, Janice.
Okay, next one. Chop, chop.
Oh, wait. Repeat the same action except exhale with your mouth open first, like fogging a mirror. With your, but then repeat it with your lips closed. Oh! So you do it like this. Right? But with your mouth open. Then you do the same thing, but with your lips closed. So you go.
And spit all over the microphone.
I don't understand. I don't know how this is helping anyone out here. We know this stuff.
Hold on. Okay. A mantra. You didn't know any of this stuff.
That's a single syllable.
Mm-hmm. Om. This is a mantra. Mm-hmm. It's used to quiet the mind. Yeah. Gotta clear my ears.
It actually makes me fall asleep when I do my meditation in the morning and I do the mantra.
Yes.
After like 10, 15, 20 times of repeating it, I just zone out and I wake up like a minute, 2 minutes later.
Nice. What's a sun salutation?
Oh, I know that one.
You up here and you dive down.
No, that's not what it is.
Oh. It's a morning salutation to the sun god.
It's a sequence of poses.
It's a sequence of poses to limber up the body and prepare for the work of the asanas, which are the poses.
Yeah. Ukatasana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about namaste?
Thank you.
Nope.
Namaste. Peace be with you.
Nope. One more time, Janice.
So you don't know shit. I bow to the divine in you. That's what you should do. You should come in here every single time we record and go, Jillian.
Namaste.
I said something nice to you already today.
That's not the point.
When you get one.
You should bow to the divine in me. I'm not done. The third eye, located in the middle of your forehead.
Yes.
What's that?
It's where you can see where your other eyes can't. It's like it's on the $1 bill.
No, that's the Illuminati. I actually just read about that. That's the Illuminati.
Okay.
The all-seeing eye.
Stumped. I've done the third eye, but I don't know what it's supposed to.
It's a fairly mystical thing that refers to a higher consciousness. How about your sacrum? Gee, you'll like that.
Yeah, it's in your back.
It's the
your hips.
Mm-mm.
It's down there in your area.
No.
It's your Bozak.
It's your Giggy.
No, mm-mm.
Giggy.
See, you don't know.
Your sacrum is down. It's back here.
It's near your tuchus.
It's
a bone.
God,
your Giggy's a bone.
This is the slowest segment ever.
Your sacrum, like the tailbone, like by your coccyx.
I mean, there's a lot of names for these things.
This is too much. This is just too much. I don't think you know the answers yourself. You're just asking things to be ornery.
What's a sits bone?
Where you sit.
That's actually the one that you can hurt when you go skiing and you fall.
That's the coccyx.
It's at the end of the spine.
That
correct.
Is the coccyx.
Correct, Nicole?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, God.
It's the two bony protrusions.
Bum bones. Your bum bones.
No, the two bony protrusions located at the lowest part of your pelvis that takes the weight when we sit. Most of us have ample flesh covering
right
these 2 points.
It's this.
And it calls your sits bones. Sit on the floor and you'll find them. How about this one? Your perineum.
That's your in your Giggy.
There's no way to sugarcoat this, folks. It's the area between the anus and the vagina. Or for guys, it's your scrotum.
I have never been in a yoga class where she said, hold on to your perineum. Never,
no,
ever, ever.
It says to engage the perineum or the mula bonda. Tighten
the
muscles.
Oh, the mula bonda. Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
Mula bonda.
Yeah.
I know mula bonda, but I didn't know that was
that
the perineum.
I think I have heard of the perineum.
I have too, perineum.
We did a whole show called perineum. The proscenium arch.
Yes. Which is... when you go to a show at the Pantages, proscenium arch.
I'm going to wheeze.
Why is
she wheezes all the
why
time.
Is Janice rocking back and forth?
Just because this
she's
is the
like she's at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
This is just the slowest segment ever. Is it over yet? It's painful.
You know what? It had a bitch fit last time it was here, right? Because we didn't indulge one of its segments. It bitches nonstop, again, that I don't do snappy stuff on fitness.
Well, if
too much sex, too much poop, too much this. Then I give it a straightforward fit, and it bitches some more.
It's because the pace was so slow.
So speed it up. You're the producer.
Well,
put it on times 1.5 or something.
Okay. Okay, here, we're going to play this again the way it should be right now.
I thought this was interesting. Have you ever been to yoga? Do you feel like they're speaking a different language? Sometimes. That's because they are. Yeah, sometimes.
Aren't they speaking Hindi or Indian or something?
Sanskrit. Sanskrit. Oh, sorry.
Sanskrit.
Next to the whole mind. Okay, so seriously though, you're walking around like, oh, for God's sake, and it's really annoying.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My segment is about unexpected things that affect your hormone balance.
Okay.
Tell me why that's important. I want to know if you've been listening.
Well, hormone balance is what happens to my chin when I grow the hors d'oeuvre skewers.
The
that's a hormone. And, yeah, whiskers. Isn't it?
No. Why does it matter? It's about anti-aging, immunity, right? Energy. What else? What else, Janice?
I'm busy.
Metabolism, not chin hairs.
Okay, metabolism and
come on, Janet. Okay, so this is important, right? For all those reasons I just mentioned. Now, the first one is that you may have low iodine levels,
okay,
right? Which can affect your thyroid. Mm-hmm. Hypothyroidism, which is one of the things that regulates body weight. Now, if you do things like sea salt, you're not getting iodine in your salt. Iodized sea salt. So in truth, in some cases, table salt is actually better for that reason, because it's iodized. But of course, sea vegetables have a lot of salt, and you can take a multi-containing iodine. You don't want to overdo the iodine. You don't want to supplement iodine unless a doctor has prescribed it, because then you get too much, which is also a bad thing. But I bet you didn't know that, Nooser.
I do kind of know a little bit about it because I take Synthroid every day. So I kind of know about the balancing of my thyroid.
Oh. How about this one?
Okay.
Stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cortisol. Cortisol levels go through the roof, which we know is linked to belly fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease. Sleep problems. This one I did not know about. Sorry, I completely forgot to mention it was an article that I read on Fit Day. This one I did not know about. You're exposed to too much light. You ever heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
So,
I live in a rain belt. So.
Vitamin D is obviously a really big deal, right? The best way to get vitamin D is to expose yourself to the sun for 15 minutes a day off peak hours. So you're not getting like mad skin cancer, but you're still getting your vitamin D. I'd never heard that you could get too much light. So listen to this. Light delays the release of the hormone melatonin.
Okay.
Which helps you get to sleep, right? So melatonin is a natural hormone made by the human body in response to darkness. So it says this is why you start to feel sleepy when the sun goes down. But when your body's exposed to too much light late at night, it's difficult to get sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep is directly related to how much human growth hormone we release.
What's
ghrelin,
that?
Ghrelin, which is a hunger hormone. You don't get enough sleep, you release too much hunger hormone.
Yeah.
And if you do sleep, you release the satiety hormone, which makes you feel more full, which is leptin.
Okay.
So too much light.
Yep. That's why I think those, in my neck of the woods, a lot of people get the sunlight lights to produce more light in their room because it's so gray, so long. Mm. And I think you have to be careful
like
with
your
those
hair.
Lights. Yes, 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 yes.
Chloe cut her hair.
Yeah.
Now she's wearing a hat, but Chloe fixed it. Okay. BPA in plastics, Manus.
Yep.
Which we know is endocrine disruptor. So you want to look for BPA-free plastic, right? Your BPA-free Nalgene bottle. Look at a stainless steel bottle, glass. Never nuke your food in plastics. Non-organic dairy and meat. I know we've talked about these things, but kind of on their own, right? Never all together. So why? Janice, tell me why. I want to know if you've been listening.
What, non-organic?
Why would non-organic dairy and meat affect your hormones?
Well, because there's the pasteurization process and the meat has the growth hormone in it.
Boomski!
Yes.
Growth hormones.
Yeah.
Yes, little noose. Yes.
I think that's why, don't you think that's why, I don't know if this is true or not, but they do say that their younger girls are growing larger breasts at a younger age. And I don't know if that's true.
All the growth hormones in the food. My kids are huge. Like literally, she does, they do not have boobs, but they, I just got, both of them just turned, they're 5 and 7, right? They just had birthdays. And they just went to the doctors and they're enormous. They're in the 95th height percentile. But the other thing is that my brother, we were trying on shoes and I was looking for a pair of old work boots in a size 12 for him, right? And we were at Double RL. I was looking for vintage boots and they only had 10s. And they were like, well, back in the day, you know, men had smaller feet. Like, why are we evolving to have bigger feet? But people are getting, I know you are.
You got big flippers.
Yeah, he's got like a 14.
Are you 14?
Wow. He's huge. He's
an animal. Nephews are 14 too. Yeah. Hard to find shoes. But that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would
make
sense.
I can only get shoes online.
You have to get them on. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, we're getting bigger, which I wish that had hit me. But lack of sleep, which we just talked about why sleep matters. So I don't think we need to cover that. But excess soy. Soy's so bad, man. Good God. Thyrotoxic, which we already talked about, bad for your thyroid. Sprayed with a bunch of crap, pesticides and junk, which can throw your endocrine system completely out of whack. Plus, it contains phytoestrogens, right, which can mess with your estrogen levels. No bueno. So if you're doing soy, organic and fermented, like tempeh or miso, that's it. Overtraining noose.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh my God, the worst, man. The worst. Because if you think about exercise, it's stressing the system. If you work out too much stress, you'll decrease your testosterone levels, your HGH levels. It's very bad, and you'll release too much cortisone.
Okay.
How's that for snappy snaps?
I thought that was very snappy.
Snappalicious noose. Beginner, whether you're advanced, whether you just had a baby, whether you're getting ready for your wedding, 30-day programs, 3-month programs. Yeah, JillianMichaels.com. Check it out today, and you get a 1-week free trial. So if you try it and you think it sucks, you get charged nothing. JillianMichaels.com. So here's what you did, Jacob.
Hello,
Lauren.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm not on the podcast right now.
No.
Okay.
No. But I was just admonishing Jake, and he doesn't believe me. Will you tell him about the segment that he lost, please?
Oh, the furry segment.
Yes. Jake's on right now.
Hello.
Hi, Jake.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Tell him what he did.
So it was like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jill called me up.
Because she'd been dating a furry. I can't believe you don't remember losing this, but go on. Go on, Lauren.
And she called me and she asked me about that time that I did not date, but went out with someone who identified as a furry. And I was on the call and Joanne was on the call. And Joanne was telling me to not say anything because Jill was trying to ruin my life. And Joanne was very adamant for me to hang up, and it was very funny. And apparently you lost the segment.
Mm-hmm.
I must be blocking that out of my memory.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, and what's the bigger question you wanted to ask? He wants to know why you were dating a furry.
I
Well, also, okay. Jake, would you like... Okay, So to clarify, a furry is, Jake, somebody who dresses up like a animal.
Like a mascot.
And gets their boom boom on.
A bunch of mascots from the NFL banging.
Yes. So why?
Well, they're more animals. They're not like the Pittsburgh Pirate guy. They're like animals, like bunnies and
foxes.
And there's an actual hole for your wiener and your lady bits.
Wow.
Is there a hole for
No,
that?
You rub.
Lauren, what do you do?
You rub each. There's no.
Okay.
Janice,
well, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. So I never engage in any sort of activity with this man. And
Lauren,
this guy.
You absolutely dated him. You had a huge thing for him, and then you found out it was a furry.
I did not have a huge thing. We went on two dinner dates. Mm-hmm. And I did find out, amongst other things, that he was a furry.
Okay.
And that his furry animal of choice was a fox.
Yeah,
and I just so happened to have red hair.
Right.
Which he had commented looked like a fox's tail.
So you're like a real life, you're like a human furry. You don't even need the outfit.
Some people just wear the tail.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, some people just walk around with their tail.
Janice is are you Googling that?
No,
yeah,
I know a lot about the furry.
Like the year prior, because he was a year older than me and I was a freshman at the time.
Yeah.
When he was a freshman, he would walk around with ears and a tail.
Well, okay, so answer Jake's question about the lady bits and everything.
What was the question?
Is there like a hole in this outfit?
I don't know the rules. I don't know what happened. I was a virgin at the time. It scared the shit out of me that someone wanted to have sex with me wearing a costume. And I ended it right away. So I don't know the rules. I don't know the regulations. I don't know the outfit. I don't know what holes are available for furry items to be inserted into.
Someone Google this, please.
I have no knowledge beyond... I heard this guy was a furry and he confirmed it.
Lauren,
and I ended
you can
it.
Tell me the truth. I'm not going to judge you. I know you know. Come on.
I don't know.
Lauren.
I don't know.
Can we, Jake?
Got it. I got a Google thing here.
Go.
What it's like to have sex as a furry. And there's a picture of
like a
fox type dude wearing a t-shirt. He's like, he looks like a mascot.
Okay.
And it says the first... sentence. No, he doesn't have sex in the wolf suit. Much.
Oh, much. Okay.
When I imagined getting a suit, I thought it would be something I would want to do, says Dominic Rodriguez, director of a new documentary on the furry subculture and a member himself.
Lauren, there's a documentary for you. Go on.
But honestly, he says, the suit is so beautiful. It's so much better than I thought it would be. I don't want to mess it up. I could just put it on and get oral sex, though.
Oh, because there's a hole.
Okay. And...
let's see, eyebrow-raising community since the 90s, misconceptions, vilifications, blah, blah, blah.
Just let people do what they want to do. If people want to do what they want to do.
They can't do it. I'm trying to get information
you can go
so
to,
they can explore
there's
if
conventions.
They
yes. there's
you can
convention.
Go to Pittsburgh in late June to meet 6,000 other furries.
Bud.
Well, there's conventions everywhere. So what happened was, after I broke up with this guy.
So you do know, sweetie. You do know. It's okay.
Breaking up is a strong term. We were never really together. But a few weeks later, he had gone to a furry convention and found, like, his soulmate.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, Jake, do you feel like you've had your questions answered?
This sentence cracks me up. It says, his film focuses on a handful of members of the furry community, most of whom own elaborate costumes, sometimes costing upwards of thousands of dollars, and all of whom... all of whom would like very much not to be seen as freaks.
I don't think they're freaks.
No, but that's what their thing's about.
Well, yeah. Do you
there's things like cosplay where people dress up as like anime characters and so on and so forth. That's like considered like mildly cooler than furry.
Janice, that's like you in your cop role playing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
but like,
But I date real cops. I don't. There's nobody role plays.
Oh,
no role playing.
Oh, you really go to prison?
Yes, I really go. No, I'm just saying. You can't be judgy about people.
Who's judging?
I detect some judgment.
You are.
Yes. How am I judging?
That's right, Lauren. They're being a little judgy.
Am I judging Uncle Lauren?
And then
Lauren told the kids to call her Uncle Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Because gender is a social construct.
That's right,
Phoenix
sister.
Phoenix said, I think it's based on whether or not you have a wiener. I said, I'm with you, buddy.
Well, that's not gender, is it? That's sex. Gender is the classification of your sex.
She's literally making them call her Uncle Lauren and Auntie Greg. That's what's happening. My brother's furious.
I didn't tell them to call Greg Auntie Greg. That's of his own volition.
No, that was the natural evolution of that conversation. Well, all right. Again, Jake, do you feel...
This has been very eye-opening for me. I hope we don't lose this segment.
Yeah. I hope. Oh.
Is this a segment?
No.
Just kidding.
He's being hypothetical.
It is a segment.
Not a segment.
Run away, Lauren.
No, Lauren.
Run away.
No.
Is Joanne on the line? Lauren? Lauren, this is Joanne.
She did.
Can you hear me? Hang up.
She told her.
Lauren, hang up the phone. This will ruin you, Lauren.
She's trying to ruin your life, Lauren. Oh, well, all right, bud. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Da, 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 da. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.